The federal government is shut down after Republicans and Democrats in the Senate could not agree on a funding bill. A new NPR PBS News Marist poll is out this morning, and it found that more people would blame Republicans for a shutdown. In a few minutes, we'll speak with Democratic Representative Rosa DeLauro about her party strategy.
First, though, more details from that poll. It found the overwhelming majority believe children should be vaccinated before they're going to school, and that it's more important to control gun violence rather than protect gun rights.
NPR senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro has all the numbers. So, Domenico, let's start with the shutdown. What did the poll find?
Yeah, Republicans get more of the blame, 38-27, though. That's not close to a majority. In 2019, during what was the longest government shutdown in history, over a month, 50% or more blamed Trump. Now, 31% would blame both parties equally. Trump and Republicans get low approval ratings, but Democrats in Congress are worse. Just 25% approve of them. That's because of Democrats, by the way. Less than half approve of members of their own party in Congress. So a lot of politics to play here as the shutdown goes on.
Now, one thing that really jumps out in this survey, which you've written about this morning on NPR.org, the idea that more people believe they might have to resort to violence to fix things. I mean, how many people are we talking about?
Yeah, the number is up to 30% who think that they may have to resort to violence to get the country back on the right track. That's up 11 points from when we asked that question in April of last year.